Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, December the 10th, 2020, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, we're going to have a big, a fun show today, and I want to get some stuff right out of the way here at the top of the program because, you know, I hate to come in the season of Christmas because we certainly are, at this point, full blow into the season of Christmas. And all the other holidays, Hanukkah. By the way, when is Hanukkah this year? You know what's funny? Every year I hear Hanukkah talked about, the Jewish celebration of lights. And for some reason this year, and maybe it's because of the pandemic, I have not heard a whole lot of talk about Hanukkah. Does anybody know when Hanukkah is? Has it already started? I know sometimes it's in early December. Sometimes it falls in late December. I haven't heard anything about Hanukkah. Has anybody else heard anything about Hanukkah? 740-383-9944. And also we have Kwanzaa, and I'm not really sure when that is. So if anybody knows when Kwanzaa or Hanukkah is, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And not to alarm anybody, but we are now 15 days from Christmas and 2 weeks from Christmas Eve. 2 weeks from today is Christmas Eve. So, just to keep tacks on all this. Is that what you say? See, you know, as I was saying that, I was thinking, is that the term to keep tacks on all this? What's that term? I tell you, I'm all over the place this morning. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But you keep tax on this. You keep... what's the term I'm thinking of? You keep... keep an eye on this, I guess is what we could say. But that's not the term I'm thinking of. But if you're paying attention, we are 2 weeks from Christmas Eve, 15 days until Christmas. And we don't know about Hanukkah and Kwanzaa right now. If anybody knows anything about those, hit me up on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, do want to go through some housekeeping, and then... Oh, and we're going to do a tradition here this morning. We talked about some traditions yesterday. Well, we're going to go through one here in hour number one momentarily. Let's get through the housekeeping first. If you want to send WWGH Radio a Christmas card, it is not too late. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302, of course, is the address. Again, that's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put a return address on the card, or with the card, we will send you a card back before the holiday. And we will display your card in the studio here. And we keep these cards, when we take them down on New Year's Day, we take all the cards down on New Year's Day, we keep them in a box, because you're our listeners, and we appreciate you, and anything you send us, we keep for a long, long time. And just to continue the housekeeping here this morning, we did receive another Christmas card yesterday, and as we always do, as tradition dictates, I will open that on the air this morning and read it on the air, and then we will hang it on the wall. But I do want to let you know it is still time to write Santa Claus. Santa Claus still has some time on his hands. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579, if you want to write a letter to Santa Claus. So that's out there as well. Okay, I'm going to open up the Christmas card, and then I'm going to get to why... I'm a little, you know, yesterday I was talking to Glenn about how I do not get angry. And I really don't get angry, but in this particular situation, the particular situation that happened this morning, I guess what is happening is it's getting a little goofy. It's one of those things where you think, well, how can this continue to happen? We'll get to this in just a moment. I want to open up the Christmas card on the air. Maybe this opening of the Christmas card will put me in a good mood. You know, I always like to see the Christmas cards and see what people have written in the Christmas cards. You know, and that's something I have always done. Anytime I send a card, I always write something in it. I feel you should write something in it. I don't know why that is, but I've always felt that way. All right, looks like we're getting a call here. Maybe this is our answer on something. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir. I thought Hanukkah started today, and I did confirm. It starts tonight. It starts at sunset.
Oh, well, you know, that's, I must have been on my mind at the right time.
So, Hanukkah is really interesting because it can start anytime between like Thanksgiving and almost to New Year's Eve. So this year it's kind of boring. It's in the middle of December, but
so it will run through December 22nd, right?
The 18th. It's 8 days.
Oh, it's 8 days. Oh, see, I was putting in the 12 days of Christmas on it.
And we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Thursday and Friday, so kind of like Thanksgiving and Black Friday. It's like a 4-day weekend, and then New Year's. Also being a 4-day weekend, I'm pretty sure people will be celebrating when 2021 enters, because 2020 has certainly been different.
But do you think 2021 is going to be any different for the first 6 months?
I'd like to think so, but I probably isn't going to be. Could be worse. I mean, and I've seen weather forecasts have been intriguing too, because with this La Nina, they're saying warmer and wetter, but I've also heard colder. So. Warmer and wetter, I don't mind. I like snow. You know, if it's warmer, you can build a snowman and just have fun in the snow. And it won't be so cold that you can't go outside. But we'll see. So far, it's been pretty normal. We've had measurable snow, had some flurries, and it's been kind of windy. So when it's not as windy, even if it's 30 outside, it's not too bad. But I like the four seasons. You know, if you live in Hawaii where it's summer every day, it's kind of boring. I like the excitement of changeable weather.
So today is the start of Hanukkah, December 10th
and
through 18th.
It's about 13 after 5, so.
13 after 5 today, people will light the menorah.
Yeah, whatever. Well, see, I have this little computer you sit in front of, and 5:06 is the sunset in Marion. So, you know sunset based upon how north and how east or west you are. But, yeah, in the 5 to 5:15 range in our listening area, that's when it will commence.
Now, do we know anything about Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa. Well, let's see, when does Kwanzaa start? Kwanzaa. You know, you saw me wish people a happy Christmas Kwanzaa. Kind of make all three holidays together because they all have significance. It starts on what's called Boxing Day in Canada, the 26th, and it ends on January 1st. So it's kind of like, you know, the eight days of Christmas. Make me say the 12 days of Christmas, because then I'll start singing the song, and you know how much I enjoy doing that.
Now, you know, since today is the start of Hanukkah, do you know the most popular Hanukkah song? Because they do have their own songs.
Yeah, I think it's the Adam Sandler song where it talks about the celebrities who are Jewish.
I mean,
included in that song.
Yeah, in recent years, that has been. But do you know? I mean, the traditional Hanukkah song.
That's the one that I know is the Adam Sandler, because it's funny.
Well, there are
so many comedians who are Jewish. Jerry Seinfeld comes to mind, and his sense of humor is similar to mine. Again, your buddy Shecky Green. So then I guess the Three Stooges. So he kind of talks about the celebrities that you might not have known are Jewish, and with a bit of that wise guy attitude that he's so good at.
Yeah,
now
that's
the one that I know. There are many, and some are in Hebrew, of course.
Well, the one that's been so popular for many, many years, and actually is not a comedy song, it's a traditional a Hanukkah song, is the dreidel song.
Yeah, the little top that the kids play with during Hanukkah.
Do you know the dreidel song?
I think you had somebody talk about that, possibly. I mentioned to you in a message last night that the Love Boat is on this smart TV channel, Pluto, and your buddy Shecky was on last night, and it was a really good show. He was with Florence Henderson. They wanted to divorce each other, and they ended up kind of falling back in love again. That's a really interesting, isn't that an interesting combination, Shecky Green and Mrs. Brady? Isn't that kind of an odd couple, but it actually kind of worked. because he's so good. His presentation is so good. He can be funny with anybody.
Well, he's solid, and I'm sure we'll have him on before Christmas.
Yeah, you just kind of see that. Oh, and you know, the Love Boat, those are the kind of people that you have on the show. Bernie Coppell, you know, one of my favorite interviews. He's a regular, of course, and he was a great interview a few years ago. But it's like every time you watch that, Scott, because it's pretty popular. I'm not sure if you're a Love Boat person like I am, but I used to love watching that as a kid. Me and my mom used to watch it every week. And it's like every show, it's like, how many of these people has Scott had on the air? And it's always one or two people. You know, Pat Carroll, I mentioned she was on a show that they broadcast, playing a delightfully evil character, because that's what she usually plays. Shaky Green kind of playing a wise guy, which he did on the show yesterday. So,
you know what's funny? It's
really
weird.
How has their voices changed? Because he sounds a little bit different, and he looks a little different. But a lot of the pictures you see of him online were consistent with what he looked like in the show yesterday.
You know what's weird?
Florence Henderson, of course, she was singing. You know, she was kind of being a wise person. But she still, you can still kind of see that Carol Brady in her, too. Because he's always just so sweet and likable.
Well, what's interesting, Adam, is I learned recently that the Cleveland Christmas tradition, Mr. Jingling, is now, they're not really sure what's going on with it. Probably this year, because of COVID, it would not have been out as much as normal. But for people who aren't familiar with this, who didn't live in the Cleveland area, years ago, Hallie's department store created a character, Mr. Jingling, and it was Santa's favorite elf. And he had his own song, and it became very, very, very popular in the Cleveland area and even all over Ohio. Ended up getting, I believe it was on WEWS television up there, and he had his own show each year. And then after the show went by the wayside, he would do personal appearances at Christmas time. He was the keeper of Santa's keys, was the whole idea. And after the gentleman who originally played him died, they kept the character, they copyrighted the character, and had somebody new start portraying the character, and that's how it's been ever since. And at Christmas time, he would go all throughout the state, and especially in Cleveland, and do openings and signings and things of that nature for Christmas. And back in 2000, might have been the first year we were on the air, it was either the first or second, 2014 or 2015, he came down and did a two-hour special with us. And I realized recently, through talking with the gentleman who portrayed him, that character has now been sold to some department store in Cleveland, and there probably will not be a touring Mr. Jingling anymore. So when we were talking yesterday about putting together, because we've had six Christmases together here now, putting together a montage show of just the Christmas parties, I was thinking, boy, it'd be good to include Mr. Jingling, since this is the year that he will no longer be around as he has been, and we've got 2 hours of Mr. Jingling. It was either 2014 or 2015, so predating the website.
Yeah, I remember he was supposed to make that appearance. You have all these surprised people, and
he came twice. He did come. He came in 2016, but the real big appearance was either in 14 or 15, because the whole show kind of revolved around him that year. And we had a piano, and he played the piano. It was an interesting program.
It was a studio where you have to bring your coat and scarf because it was 35 degrees there.
No, not that one. It was the first studio.
Okay, because the second one was known for its temperature challenges. But I guess that's part of the fun, you know. If we wanted to do a shivering sound effect, we could just kind of do it live because we were shivering anyway.
But it was interesting.
Yeah. It was certainly big. We had the piano, all the memorabilia, the restroom that always had some maintenance issues, and I guess it was part of the fun, you know. Radio studios, you never quite know. You don't really know because you only hear the voices.
No.
But the one we have now is very nice, and it's right downtown, good location.
Well, so if we do end up having a montage of Christmas specials this year, it'd be good to hear Mr. Jingling. And so many of those parties were
check with my production team and see what we could do.
All right. Well, I say it was either 2014 or 2015, but I'm sure it's in the archive folder under Mr. Jingling.
Yeah. Every time you look there, I just see things either I forgot about or didn't realize they were there. Quite a collection of tidbits.
Yeah. Well, Adam, thanks for calling in and letting us know when Hanukkah is.
Okay, have a nice day.
Thank you, bye-bye. Well, Hanukkah starts today, so there you go. Hanukkah, December 10th through the 18th, and Kwanzaa, December 26th through January 1st, and Christmas, December 25th, and Christmas Eve, December 24th. So there you go. Now, but in honor of Hanukkah, does anybody know the dreidel song? I know most of it, but there's a part of it that I don't know, because I'm not sure exactly what they're saying in the dreidel song, because I'm not of Jewish heritage, and that just was not a popular song in my home, but I have heard it several times, and I know how it starts, but the middle part, I'm not sure exactly what the lyrics are. And I know what the ending is. So if anybody knows what the dreidel song is, and you don't have to sing it if you don't want to, but just, you know, maybe say the words, we should do that in honor of Hanukkah. So give me a buzz here. 33 minutes past the hour, WWGH radio time, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And don't forget today, coming up on after this program, we'll be on the air with Glenn Coble. I believe James Anderson is the guest today from 10 until 12, and then Swap Shop today from 12 until 1, and then the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2 to 3. So that's the schedule today, along with many other great programs here on WWGH Radio. Now, let's get to the Christmas card that we received yesterday. This is a nice Christmas card here. Now, the front of it says, Merry Christmas. And it has three houses on it. And it's kind of snowing, a snow scene. Snow on the ground, snow falling. Merry Christmas. Let's open up the card. Let's see here. What do we have? However you celebrate this year, hoping that... Okay, let me start again. However you celebrate this year, hoping the warmth of holiday traditions fills your home with happiness, Wade and Karen Jones. Wade and Karen Jones, we thank you for sending the Christmas card in, and I do believe there was a return address here, so we will make sure you get a Christmas card back, and your Christmas card will go up in the studio. Again, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. So we're getting a lot of Christmas cards, and that's a good thing, because we want to send a lot of Christmas cards out, and we like displaying these in the studio, and there is still time to send them if you're thinking about it. 34 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. And I do want to remind people that as we progress this holiday season, I'm still curious if people are cooking candies and cookies and so on and so forth. Last year, we had a lot of that. Last year, we had a mincemeat pie delivered. We had two batches of peanut butter fudge. We had these little candies that were white. I think they were macadamia nuts, but I'm not really sure. We had a plate of Christmas cookies and Buckeyes. And oh, you know something? There was something on that plate. You know, now that I think back to it, we had this plate delivered. And I don't know if the person who delivered it is still out there listening. We had this plate of several different types of Christmas cookies and candies. And there was something on that plate, if I remember right, it was the first one that was delivered last year. There was something on that plate that I remember sharing with some people, and they loved it, and we ran out of it really quick. My goodness, what was that? I don't think it was fudge. Was it fudge? Because I remember the fudge coming in the tins, and it wasn't that fudge, although that fudge was good. Charlie ate so much of that fudge that we had to get another batch of it before Christmas. But there was something on that plate that was a unique holiday candy or cookie or something that I remember sharing with somebody because they enjoyed it so much. Geez, what was that? Well, if the person's out there listening who delivered that, let me know what that was. I don't know why it is slipping my mind, but I remember there was a unique item. Maybe that's all it was. Maybe it wasn't a plate of candy. Maybe for some, I'm confusing a lot of the things that came last year because so many cookies and candies came in last year. It was unbelievable. But I'm trying to remember, fruitcakes came in last year. I'm trying to remember what that item was that people absolutely loved that I was sharing with people and ran out of it rather quickly. I cannot remember what that item was. Well, like I say, if the person who gave it to us is out there listening or remembers what it was, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. I know it was our first delivery last year. All right, we're getting down to a time here. It's already 37 minutes past the hour, and I want to get one of our holiday traditions in, and our holiday tradition runs about 11 minutes. So here's what we're going to do. To make sure we get the holiday tradition in, we're going to do that first, and then I'll come back and talk about my little story. Now, the holiday tradition dates back to 2018. In 2018, Ed Asner, who's a regular guest on this program, probably best known as for his role of Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, appeared, and for Christmas, I had written a little play. And Ed Asner said he would do this play with me on the air. This little skit is more what it is. It's about 11 minutes long. And to have Ed Asner do this skit was really something, because Ed Asner has won more Emmys than any other actor in the history of the Emmy Awards, actor, male. So this was great. It dates back to 2018. We now play it every year. This is the Ed Asner Christmas skit that I wrote in 2018 that we did together. It runs about 11 minutes. Sit back and enjoy, and then I'll come back and tell you my little dilemma from this morning. Here's the Ed Asner holiday skit. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to do something very special for the holiday season. I know you're listening have some questions about what to do during coming holiday season. So I have enlisted an expert to help us. Let me see if I can get them on the line.
Hello.
Hello, this is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio. Is our Christmas expert there?
Well, yes, it is.
What's your name?
Ed Asner. What's it to you?
Ed Asner? What do you know about Christmas?
You know how many times I've played Santa Claus? Where were you? I know everything about the Yuletide season. Now, are you going to get on to your questions, or should I come dick your halls personally?
And I can certainly see you have the holiday spirit.
Yeah, they hired me for my personality. And there you go with that holiday stuff. Are you one of those happy holiday guys?
Well, yes, I like to encompass all the holidays at this time of year.
You send holiday cards? Do you eat holiday cookies? Do you celebrate holiday Eve?
Well, no, I guess I don't.
Checkmate! Christmas it is.
Okay, well, it's getting late in the season. Is it too late to send out my Christmas cards?
Christmas cards? You send a Pony Express? This is the email age. You email your Christmas cards. It's never too late.
Well, I kind of like having Christmas cards to hang around the house.
You want something to hang with? You ever hear of mistletoe at Christmas?
Well, yeah.
Well, nothing. Well, nothing. Hang the mistletoe, not the cards. Cards are flammable. Mistletoe is nice, safe, and juicy. For example, at the big Christmas party I have every year, I always hang mistletoe, and I've never regretted it. Not buying chapstick. Yes, that's a regret. But the mistletoe, no regrets there.
What does this have to do with Christmas cards?
Nothing. I'm just, like, telling that story.
But I want real Christmas cards to hang around the house.
Well, then I guess you should have sent those cards out right after Thanksgiving, boyzo. But no, you sat around eating leftover cold turkey sandwiches. And now you're out of luck. Christmas cards at youtoolate.com.
Okay, what is the best thing to serve at your holiday gathering?
Here you go again. Christmas party! Say it, Christmas!
Okay, Christmas party. What's the best food to serve at your Christmas party?
Well, I like fruitcake and eggnog.
I don't really like fruitcake.
I don't really care. It's not about you. It's about your guests. And I like fruitcake. As a matter of fact, I like most any kind of cake, except cupcakes. Never been a fan. Why separate a perfectly good cake?
What does this have to do with my party?
You have a real me attitude, you know that? You know, Santa Claus is not going to leave anything in your stocking this year, or any year, with this type of attitude. In my day, if you were good, Santa left an orange in your stocking. If you were really good, Santa left two oranges in your stocking. And if you were really, really, really good, you got a pair of gloves.
Why not three oranges?
Who wants an orange for Christmas? You know what it was like to wake up Christmas morning and there's nothing but a lousy orange? I'm not starving. All the kids in the neighborhood are out playing with their new sleds and bicycles. And I had an orange. I can hardly imagine how jealous they were.
Okay, what about music? What's the best music to play at a Christmas party?
Now we're talking. This is my special area. You could go classic, Silver Bells, It's Christmas Time in the City, or Walking in a Winter Wonderland, or my all-time favorite, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, Jack Frost Nipping at Your Nose, Yuletide Carols Being Sung by a Choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna say, to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow, that's impressive. And you know, it's my favorite too. Written in 1944 by Mel Torme.
Oh man, that's depressing.
Why?
Because I'm older than the song. It was written in 1944. I'm depressed. I need some fruitcake.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
The what?
A favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, well, my God, haven't you heard of Elf?
That's a good Christmas movie. I particularly like Santa Claus in that movie.
Well, hands down, It's a Wonderful Life. What a great story. Jimmy Stewart singing, and that famous line from Little Zuzu at the end. Every time you hear a bell, the oranges have arrived, FedEx.
That's not the line. It's every time you hear a bell, an angel gets his wings.
Oh. There must have been a different version in my neighborhood.
Okay, let's try this. What's the best story to read to your family at Christmas time?
Oh, without question. Ebenezer Scrooge. Ah, humbug. Oh, what a story that is. A guy who is evil and is visited by three ghosts and then turns into a nice man. Yeah, you know, I had an Uncle Ebenezer. Yeah, old Ebenezer Asner. A lot of Z's there, isn't there? Boy, was he a difficult guy to get along with. When I was growing up, on Christmas morning, he would come over with figgy pudding. Now, who wants figgy pudding? Yuck. But I got even with him. I used to throw those darn Christmas oranges at his car.
Oh, wasn't exactly Charles Dickens, was it?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the holidays. But it's different now. Everyone in a hurry, wanting to buy something for someone else. It's supposed to be about family and love, caring.
You know, that's beautiful.
I know. I read it on the back of the eggnog carton during my last break.
Well, not that this hasn't been fun, but do you happen to have any parting words for our audience?
Yes, I do. Enjoy the holidays. Stay safe. Be with your friends and family. Keep the spirit of goodness with you all year round. And most importantly, no oranges!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Asner.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Thank you so much. The audience, I'm sure, will enjoy that. Thank you so much, Mr. Asner.
It's a nice beat.
You
as well.
You are the best.
Thank you, man.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is the Ed Asner Christmas skit that we play every year since 2018. And you know, I did write that, but the way Ed Asner delivered it is never how I dreamed it would be delivered. Ed Asner can make anything funny, and that's why he's won more Emmys than anybody else in the history of the Emmy Awards. So there's the Ed Asner Christmas skit we play every year since 2018, one of our traditions here at WWGH Radio. And we are very much into our traditions. All right, 50 minutes past the hour here on this day, I guess we should say. Okay, now here comes my complaint. And you know, I hate to go through this, but here's the deal. And by the way, for those keeping track, Hanukkah is, first day of Hanukkah is today, December 10th through 18th, Kwanzaa, December 26th through January 1st, and of course Christmas, December 25th, Christmas Eve, December 24th. Okay, all that being said, here's the story from this morning. Now, I got to start with yesterday to kind of get the full rage of this story out. Now, what happened yesterday was, every Wednesday morning, I know that when I go get my diet soda in the morning, my large diet soda, that there's going to be one lane of traffic on Route 95 at McDonald's East, because the truck is there between 7 and 8 in the morning. Which is no problem. You have a little longer wait because one of the lanes is closed down, but that's the way it goes. So I'm going through the line yesterday. I finally get up to the head of the line, and I knew there was trouble because the car in front of me pulled away. So I get up to the window, and I say, I want a large Diet Coke, and they say, we're out of large Diet Coke. Now this, we're out of Diet Coke, is what they said. Now here's why this ticked me off in that particular moment. This ticked me off because, number one, a big conglomerate, multi-million dollar conglomerate like McDonald's, with two other McDonald's in the same town here, you think would know when they're running out of Diet soda and could borrow from another McDonald's. Number two, this has happened recently at that same time of morning, so obviously it's an ongoing problem. And number three, the delivery truck was there, which I imagine had Diet soda on it, so why they didn't ask for that to come off the truck first, I don't know, but you know, I complained about it yesterday here on the show. I never complain in person, but I complain on the show here because you're my friends out there listening. So I complained about it, got it off my chest, and thought we'd never talk about it again. Well, here's why we're talking about it again this morning. Now, can you believe this? This is right out of Charles Dickens right here. So this morning, I pull into McDonald's again, and you know, I'm totally sure this morning that they're going to have Diet Coke, because yesterday they had none. So I'm guessing within 24 hours, they were able to find some somewhere. So, I get to the head of the line again this morning, and I say, I want a large Diet Coke. And the lady comes on the microphone, and she says, would you take a medium? We're out of large cups. We are out of large cups. Now, here's the problem. And again, this is not out of anger. The large and the medium cost the same. They're both $1.07. So, a large is more bang for your buck, as they would say. Now, the other thing is, how in the world, with the delivery truck there yesterday, do you run out of cups? There seems to be a problem going on. Because one day you're out of diet soda, one day you're out of cups. And these are consecutive days. Something is wrong here. Now, am I overreacting to this? Because, you know, let me know if I'm overreacting, because it very well could be that I am overreacting. But this just seems very, very strange to me. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because it's just beyond me at this point. What is going on? I just have no idea. One day we're out of soda, one day we're out of cups. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I thought about it. It's pretty easy to see what's going on here.
Okay, let's lay it on me.
I think somebody that works at McDonald's probably listens to this radio station, and they put two and two together by now, and they know how delicate your morning routine is, and they're getting a good laugh at your expense.
Well, you know,
that's got to be what's going on.
Well, it would almost have to be, because is there any chance, of all the chances in the world, that this could happen on two separate days?
No. Mm-mm.
No.
This is a conspiracy.
Something is...
And you're not overreacting, because if I don't get my large sweet tea from McDonald's every morning, someone's got to die.
Well, and you know, I can understand that things happen. I'm willing to concede to the fact that things happen. I didn't like that they were out of it yesterday because the delivery truck was right there. But again, I don't complain to them. I don't like get out of the car and run in the store and start yelling at people. But today, I just when she came back, and because I thought, you know, uh-oh, she's going to say they're out again. We're out of cups. Now, who is in charge of inventory in this store?
Right. Who's running this?
I mean, and I don't know if they're tied in, the other two McDonald's, to that McDonald's.
Well, but, Scott, you can't go with the same style all your life. We're seeing a nice guy got you. Maybe you need to make a scene.
Well, you think I just need to go in there and start knocking heads?
Maybe if you go ham on them one good time, they'll get the message.
Well, what would you say if this had happened with you this morning?
Oh, it does happen. They've been out of sweet tea.
Oh, what do you say?
Well, Scott, you just make another choice, and life goes on.
Oh, but no, wait a second. Now, the advice you're giving me is to go in there and raise, you know...
I'm trying to get you... I want to live vicariously through you. Are you proud of me? That's one of the good words.
Oh, is that what that... I think what you actually want... I think you want me to go in there and then it make the papers. That radio guy went nuts
well,
at McDonald's.
Well, if you would have no shortage of material, you could talk about that for a good long time.
Well, sometimes you do have to take the minutia of life, but you know.
Ooh, there's one. Well, what's that mean?
Minutia?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Little stuff.
It okay.
Just means little stuff.
All right.
The little stuff in life, and play around with it, and you know, it's like poinsettia, poinsettia.
This is your teaching degree being put to good use, Scott.
Well, isn't it though? Because you know, here's something funny. You know, I was thinking the other day. I don't remember if I
minutia.
Said it.
Minutia. I mean, some of the words you use, I think, well, maybe I don't know what that means, but I've heard of it. I've never even heard of that one before.
Yeah, isn't that good?
How do you have such a broad vocabulary?
You know, everybody asks me, that's a funny thing, because somebody asked me that about a month ago. And I've heard that before, that I have a broad vocabulary. I don't think I do, because...
Oh, you do.
Well, see, I guess I don't realize it because I never studied linguistics. I never tried to learn big words. I don't have a dictionary at home that I flip through and try to use words. It's just the way I talk. I don't know how that if it's true, I don't know how it happened.
I didn't know maybe, like, in your spare time, if you were studying thesaurus or...
Yeah, during my spare time at home, I get the dictionary out and a magnifying glass. And say, how can I impress the audience
well,
tomorrow?
We're getting off the point of the conversation.
Yeah, the point of the conversation is...
You gotta get your crew under control over there at McKee.
I gotta get the crew under control. But the thing I wanted to mention about teaching and the radio, it's a funny thing because... two of the other great broadcasters in Marion, Madge Cooper and Marianne Michaels, both came from teaching. Madge taught in LaRue, and Marianne taught in the Marion City School District. And neither one of them had broadcasting degrees. They both had education degrees, but yet they became two of the most well-known broadcasters in Marion history. And I certainly am not in their league, but sometimes I think it's interesting because I have no broadcasting degree. I have an education degree.
Same with Marge Hazlett, too.
That's right. Marge did not.
She had that show on your station, and then she was interesting to listen to, and wasn't she a teacher for a good many years?
She certainly was. So I don't know what that connection is. I don't know. Which is why I think you can't teach broadcasting. And there's something, the reason I'm kind of deep diving on this right now is there's something coming up here in about 13 days that I'm going to talk about probably tomorrow morning. Remind me, because I'll forget this. Just remind me of broadcasting in 13 days tomorrow. Well, tomorrow it'll be 12 days. Broadcasting in 12 days tomorrow morning, because there's something coming up. It's one of those things that I think is getting pushed to the side because of the pandemic and people aren't paying attention to it, but remind me about that tomorrow, because I do want to make mention of that.
In 13 days.
In 13 days from today, 12 days from tomorrow, that has to do with broadcasting. But the end result is, so you're saying tomorrow morning, if I go through there and they are out of cups and or diet
I'm
soda.
I'm counting on you to make a scene. Throw yourself down in the middle of it. Go in there and just act a fool.
Just grab all the straws and throw them all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, you got to ask yourself, where has being a nice guy gotten me so
well,
far?
Well, nowhere. Nowhere. It gets me driving off with probably a higher blood pressure than I had when I pulled in.
There you go. I'm helping to save your life. You're welcome.
Well, you know, but you've also asked me to eat fruitcake, and that certainly is not going to save my life.
Bye,
see ya. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
The new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what am I wondering?